The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Once again, I'm Reba Hass with Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And we have a guest with us again today. I'm so excited. I want you to say hello, Michael.
Hello, everybody.
This is Michael Murrow of Michael Murrow Garden Design, someone who I've been reading his fantastic tidbits about landscape design and gardening for years, and I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Well, I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and we thought it was really fun that there's a 2 degrees of separation.
Right.
With my buddy over here, Eric.
That's right. Yeah, Michael and I have spoken before, even probably over the last couple of years. So glad to have you here on the show today.
Thank you.
This is trifecta of happiness. And to add to that, it's beautiful outside. So, yay, what a wonderful day for this.
Are you going to talk about the tweet you just made?
Oh, well, thanks for giving me that segue for a lead-in on it. So, of course, we're on Twitter as usual. I'm at Team Reba, and we've got Eric is my banker. And I am so pleased to announce one of our guests actually has a Twitter handle that I don't have to hassle him about.
It's like first time ever. Yeah.
It is Michael S. Murrow. That's M-U-R-O for the last name.
Correct? That's right. That's right.
I did say that.
That's
correct.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Am I pronouncing it correct?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
And you just tweeted, Michael will help your garden grow. Too bad he can't do anything about making Eric's hair grow. Thank you
or
so
something.
Much.
I said something about Eric. He's going to help Eric as my banker with his to get his garden to grow. Too bad it won't work for his head.
Yeah.
Hashtag Eric is bald.
Well, thank you so much. That's just awesome. Well, great timing to have a gardener in here, landscape designer. Here we right in the midst of the Seattle Flower and Garden Show. And we were just talking about that a little bit. So you've been down there.
Yes, I have. I was there for the preview night.
Yes, yeah.
And that's for industry professionals, correct?
That was for industry professionals. It was actually the night before the preview. And we got to see the gardens being constructed.
That would be pretty fun, actually.
It was very cool. There was dirt on the floor. There were little ponds of water. There were people creating the gardens, and it was just really fun to see what goes into that and the equipment, and there weren't very many people there.
Yeah, normally, so that's a wall-to-wall
nice.
Kind of event.
It's
extremely
packed.
Popular.
Yes.
Now, is it actually still going on? I thought it ended
no,
this weekend.
It did.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
done.
What I thought. Because what's coming up next is Seattle Home Show.
Seattle Home Show.
Yeah.
Which is at CenturyLink Field.
Correct. And that goes on for a week. So people can definitely find that, seattlehomeshow.com. They can find the information and tickets there. But anyhow, so I don't want to jump too far ahead on our conversation with Michael just yet, because something that we always make sure that we cover every week is what's going on with rates.
Yes.
And last week, they were quite stupendous.
Yes.
Are they still there?
We're almost equally stupendous so far again this week. We've had a little bit of an uptick in rates end of last week, but it came right back down again today. So,
and what caused that?
A glut of bond issuance. So corporations are selling bonds on the bond market, and sometimes the supply exceeds the demand. And when it happens, you have to kick the rate up just a little bit to compete. So that's basically all that was going on. Nothing.
I'm too visual
scary.
A person. So when you start mentioning things like that, I start thinking about old Roman times and the vomitoriums they had when they ate too much.
I really wasn't thinking quite along that line.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Just imagine strolling through a grocery store, except instead of cabbage and beef on the shelves, there's bonds. I'll take that one. No, I'll take that one. And if they you know, there's too many for sale, they'll have a sale on them. They'll lower the price, which raises the yield, and up go the rates. So, but with that said, we're right back where we were. The 30-year fixed rate conforming average so far this week, 3.65%.
Oh, nice.
And a 15-year fixed rate is averaging 2.96%.
Wow.
And FHA loans.
Great.
Are you ready? FHA, 3.25.
Oh, my. So, it went down again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, this is
first-time buyers, get your booties out there, man.
Yeah, the last time we saw rates this low was, I believe, when Dwight D. Eisenhower was president.
And you had hair.
I'm sorry, that was a little bit before my time, Missy. So,
right. You were just bald in the womb. Sorry, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So it's a good time to lock in those rates if that's something that you're thinking about.
Yeah, do that before he locks me out of the studio.
There you go. Fortunately, if I had something to throw, I'd throw it at you right now. Trust me.
Keep that pen away from him.
So, you know, and we don't know what to expect here. You know, this is a gift. Take advantage of it. Unwrap it.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't already, take advantage of
it.
Post-Christmas
good news.
Yes. Absolutely. And then I always kind of figure this time of year, guess what, you know, a month and a half from now, tax time. You got to pay your tax bills. So now is a good time.
Everybody's
because
getting ready for that.
Refi now, you get to skip a couple payments, you know, one or two
that's
payments.
True.
So that'll kind of make up a little bit of the difference there.
Well, now that you mentioned that, I'm just going to just a reminder for people. If you bought a house last year and you can't find your paperwork, either contact your agent or your escrow company, and they can help get your HUD statement for you or your closing statement so that you can have it for tax time.
That's right, because there's a couple numbers on that closing statement that do not show up on the document you'll get from your bank saying how much interest you paid.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's prorations for interest or property taxes, you want to take advantage of those.
Absolutely.
So track that down. It's called a HUD-1 settlement statement, your HUD-1.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have a couple little extra deductions sitting on that form.
Yeah, and I bring that up, go back to your other resources, because if you've just moved, you don't know where it is, honestly. So, you know, it's one of those things that we always have to keep track of all those records as the real estate agent companies.
Right.
And then also the escrow companies do as well. And hopefully they've also mailed one out to you. The good ones usually have a good follow-up for every year to send those out.
Well, we're very busy this time of year providing that type of information as well. And you should be able to pull most of that. You can pull your tax documents online, but the settlement statement, maybe not.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time, not. Right. Hey, one other quick announcement, too, which is Home Street related.
Yeah.
And we just announced actually
Alberto.
Today.
Not.
Yeah, that's right. the U1 Miss Madison Unlimited Hydroplane is now going to be named the Miss Home Street.
Yeah.
Coming up here. So the U1 actually was the 2015 national champion in Unlimited class, run the APBA Gold Cup. And so we're super happy to have the Home Street name on that hydroplane.
Yeah. Did you guys have to go and like arm wrestle Alberto for the right?
Yeah,
most
definitely. So I'm sure
there was a smackdown.
Yeah, there was. We
people throwing pepperoni.
We smacked him on the head with a Slim Jim, and we won the battle. That's right.
You went and got yourself some more organic beef jerky and smacked him around or something.
Yeah, they hit us with tofurkey, and we just got him with an old fashioned Slim Jim. Yeah, you know, we took him out.
Oh, gosh.
So now we're really we're excited about that. That'll be kind of fun this summer.
Yeah,
it's been ages since I've been to a hydro race. So
now you have even more reason to go.
Yeah,
because your company name's on it.
There you go.
Does that? Okay, can we take your boat out on that?
To the log boom?
Yeah.
I'm afraid my boat would be rather small amongst the boats that show up at the log boom these days. It's not quite the way it used to be back in the day.
Ah.
So
I've never back in the day I wasn't there, so I have no idea.
Used to be pretty much a free-for-all. You know, you could just go out, show up there. And
it was. I remember that.
Have you been to it before?
Yeah. Well, I got to be in Stan Sayers' pits.
Really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's like right where all the action
that's
happens.
That's the central location.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Is it also incredibly loud down there?
It's loud. But people are kind of partying, so...
Yeah, so they
you
don't
know,
care.
At all.
Wait, kind of partying?
I was going to say, every party I've ever heard about that has to do with the hydros, it's been off the hook that people tell me. I'm like, okay, like, wow.
Oh, yeah. No,
I heard
that's
that,
right.
that's changed. Is that true?
I think it's much more mellow now than it used to be. So.
Yeah, it was really the thing back then.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it
was
fun. Yeah. Well, now, I don't know. Homestree's got to, you know, get some people out there.
I'm all about watching the Blue Angels, you know, so, yeah. You know, watching the races and seeing those. It's just fantastic.
Okay, I'll bring my earplugs.
Great events. Absolutely. Excellent.
Okay. Well, let's get into garden design.
Michael Muro Garden Design. Yeah.
Yes. So why don't you, well, let's start out with a little bit of history. Tell everybody who you are, what you do, how long you've been doing it.
Well, I've been doing it for a long time.
I'm assuming you mean garden design.
Correct. I guess that's a good distinction to make.
That's why we start with who you are, what you do.
Okay, well, my name is Michael Muro, and my last name is spelled M-U-R-O, because I get called a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. I understand with the name Hass.
Yes. You're not an avocado.
Nope.
And the name of my business is Michael Muro Garden Design. And my website is michaelmuro.com. And started my business in 2000.
Okay.
So this is my 16th year
Excellent.
In business.
All right. Well, congrats to you.
Thank you.
It's always hard to have a small business anyway. I'm a small business owner myself, so I totally understand the joys of that.
Yes. Yeah.
Note the sarcasm.
Well, you know, there's days.
Yeah.
But, you know, if one more person tells you how fun it is that you get to play in the flowers.
Oh, yeah.
You want to smack them.
Yeah, I can relate.
But that's not really what we're doing.
No.
So, at any rate, my designs include anything from little tiny courtyard gardens to I've worked on some estates. Mm-hmm. So the same kind of design principles tend to run throughout.
Okay. And we're going to definitely, through this show, talk about some of that, because I know we're already getting ready to get close to the end of the first segment. But I want to dive into, like, what do people look for in good garden design? What kind of principles, you know, do you bring to the table for them to understand? And then how do you work with people?
Right.
Because this is something that I find with all the different companies that I interact with clients and houses, there's tons of questions every single time about, well, how do I go about hiring somebody? How do I do this? But we're going to be talking about that in just a few moments on Open House with Team Reba. Thanks for joining us.
Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.